Music, of course, is always a very subjective subject, and to make a list of the people who've affected music would be incredibly difficult. But I tell you what, most people, I think, would admit that Muddy Waters is one of the most significant artists in the music genre, certainly in blues and rock as well. And we're really privileged today to have his son with us, Mud Morganfield. Mud, it's great to have you in the studio.
Thank you.
Now, they describe your father as the father of Chicago blues, so that must mean you have a lot of brothers and sisters.
I stopped counting at six.
Was there ever any doubt that you would follow your father's footsteps?
Sure, there was a lot of doubts. You know, I was born and raised in Chicago on the west side. You know, not a very promising neighborhood. Mm. So, yes, it was kind of up for grabs there. Yeah.
Just listening to you sing, there's so obviously the same genes in there. There's that whole kind of feeling and the sound of your father's voice.
I mean, yeah, well, it's Pops.
Yeah.
You know, who I call Pops. It's Pops, you know. I also have a brother named Big Bill Morganfield, who's out of Atlanta, Georgia. He does some great stuff, too.
Mm.
You know, it's a privilege.
And growing up, you know, did you used to sit and watch your father perform? And...
Not really. Not many times. I've seen him several times, but not really. Mm. No. I always saw Pops back when he was going to perform overseas here in different places to help support us.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't see much of Pops. He was just always there for me and my brothers and sisters.
I've got to tell you, I came to this music, blues music, almost by accident. Somebody walked into a radio station one day and said, you play some good music, but you don't play this, and put down a Stevie Ray Vaughan album.
Oh, Stevie.
Oh, and from that, I then went to investigate all these, you know, all these other great artists. And so often it kind of leads back to Muddy Waters and the Chicago blues sound. And I mean, you know, there are people today like Buddy Guy who clearly, you know, were
influenced
by him.
Yes, Buddy Guy is a good friend of mine. It's a great artist too.
Mm, mm.
You know, the world just, you know, we're losing so many people. Michael Jackson, the King of Pop, he just passed. We're losing so many great people in the music field, you know, and it's heartbreaking. It makes me want to keep doing what I do. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's true, isn't it? That nearly, well, everybody from your father's generation.
Let me mention Coco Taylor also.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's a great lady. We lost her a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah, Wang Dang Doodle.
Yes.
Yes, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, she had an amazing voice.
Yes.
But, I mean, inevitably time passes and we do lose these people. But that's why it's so important that your generation is taking the music, you know, forward. And
yes.
And you know, tell me about you yourself and your life. You live in Chicago, but clearly you travel the world playing.
Yes, yes, I do travel quite a few places playing. It was my dad. Everywhere I go. From Spain to Italy, they experienced my dad back in the days, and they love his music, they love him, and I give them the taste of him, I think. I think for those who never saw Muddy Waters, I think right now I'm kind of like the closest thing to that.
Yeah.
You can get that.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just because of Pops again, you know.
Yeah.
He was a great man to us, and he was a great man to the world.
And do you have sons or daughters that are going to take this on?
You know, that's strange. I have 10 children, and I have not one male that can sing.
Really?
Can sing a nursery rhyme? Yes. But I have my girls.
Yeah.
I have four girls, and they sing like angels.
Yeah.
Very good what they do, yeah.
So the Waters or the Morganfield gene is going to continue.
Well, I hope it continues through them, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not to say that women can't do it, but it would be good to have a son somewhere, male figure, to kind of, you know.
You're going to have to go out and make another one.
Yeah, give me a pencil. I can do that right now. Yeah, those days are over for me, Tim. Yeah.
Now, you've been to Jersey before, haven't you?
Yeah, great people. I just tell you, I did an interview over the radio, over the phone in my home with some guy from radio station, and I can't say it enough. It's a great place. The people are tremendously warm, you know, and I'm under the impression that Jersey, if they don't care if you sound like mess, they will still cheer you on. You can't get that nowhere in the world.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
Well, it's great to have you back here. And, of course, playing with the Dirty Aces again.
Yes, the Dirty Aces, Jal Robeson and Phil, a bunch of guys. Great guys. Great band.
Yeah. So it's kind of a reunion for you guys, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. It's always good to see good friends. It is. It's always good to see friends, you know.
Well, it's a delight to have you here at Channel 103. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And we want to make sure that every time you come to Jersey, you come and see us from now on, okay?
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Channel.
Thank you. Fantastic. Thank you so much.
You think it was okay?
That's great. That's exactly what we needed. Yeah, it's...